Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Good morning, Aaron and Jared, and congratulations on losing another consistent amount of weight this week.
Thank you very much. We're halfway through, and it's clearly just because of your help.
No, it's all hard work on your part, and you're doing really great. So,
thank you for the encouragement. Appreciate it.
I was just going to say, lots of our listeners are doing the same thing as well. Lots of emails and lots of people going to the blog site and letting us know what they're weighing
Good. So everyone's losing weight then?
Yes, they are. And it's good to know that I'm not the only one losing it slowly.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're losing it consistently. Yes. That's not slow.
That's true.
Yeah, that's consistent and steady, and it's likely to stay off. I've got a tip for you this week.
Please.
Now, this morning, you ate breakfast, right?
Yep.
Of course you did. That's great. We all know breakfast is essential for weight management and it's going to reduce those poor food choices or the risk of them later in the day. But here's another question for you. How hungry or were you hungry when you ate breakfast this morning?
Yeah, I know where this is going. I actually wasn't.
Okay.
I was because I'm used to eating that time. So I sort of wake up thinking, oh, this is the kind of time I eat breakfast. It's time to eat.
Okay, and you're hungry, physically hungry.
Yeah, I think so.
That's good, Aaron. Keep that up. That's fantastic. Right. It's going to get you going for the long term. Now, Jared, that waking up and not feeling hungry, that's a very common problem that I see with people trying to lose weight.
Yeah?
That you wake up and you don't feel hungry. Now, of course, if you don't feel hungry, you can't just skip breakfast. It's not an option, right?
Yep.
So, but the trouble is, if you repeatedly eat when you don't feel hungry, then that means that you're eating more than your body needs. And when you do that, it can slow your progress, and it can even lead to those periods where you don't lose weight, or sometimes people I've seen on the blogs may actually gain some weight.
Mm.
So what you need to do is start taking note of how hungry you feel in the morning when you wake up before breakfast. And like Aaron, if you usually wake up to a hearty appetite and you're looking forward to breakfast, then keep going. You're going great. But if you find yourself repeatedly waking up without much of an appetite, what I suggest you do is try eating a bit less in the afternoon or in the evening so that when you wake up, you feel hungry and you're really ready for breakfast, because this is going to make your weight loss so much more efficient.
Okay.
See, I always find it, Amanda, and this might be, you might have something on this, but I always find it, if I do wake up hungry, and it does happen, that I'm hungry for the rest of the day. Like, I can't eat enough food to fill me up, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Do you wake up feeling ravenously hungry in the morning?
Occasionally.
Okay. Because you don't want to feel ravenously hungry where you're starving. You want it, when I say hungry, I mean a comfortable hunger where you think, yeah, I'd really like my brekkie now. Not the, oh, geez, I could wait another 2 or 3 hours before eating quite comfortably.
Mm.
Yeah. So you don't want to get into that ravenous hunger state, because when you get into that, then, yeah, you need to keep eating all day.
So basically it's just listening to your body, and if you are too hungry in the morning, you probably need to eat a little bit more at night time.
Yes.
And if you're not hungry enough, maybe eat a little bit earlier on in the afternoon.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or a little bit less for your evening meal, for example.
All right. Happy with that advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Amanda.
That's a pleasure, and keep going, and I'll talk to you next week.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.